people often come to StoryCorps to tell the stories that have shaped their lives. And this one starts during the Vietnam War. Robert Howard grew up in Norwich, Connecticut, in the shadow of his father, a larger-than-life character who fought in Vietnam and was killed in action there in 1969. When Robert came to StoryCorps with his mother, Roberta Vincent, he spoke about saying goodbye to his dad.
I was 4 at the time, and I remember not crying at the funeral.
I can't imagine that you even knew what was going on.
I thought it was a magic show.
Really?
Yeah. Seeing him, and then when they draped the flag, all of a sudden the casket's closed. I'm like, where did he go?
I remember you writing a paper about him in 3rd grade, but the paper was written as if he was still here. So I remember sitting down talking to you, and you cried, I cried.
It kind of made me angry, especially coming from a small town where everybody knew my father but me. I just felt cheated.
I could see you struggling, but I didn't know how to help you, and I would envision that God would take me and bring your dad back, because at that time, you needed him more.
That's something you never told me, Mom. You know, I went through a lot of turmoil, and as I grew older, drugs were a way for me to escape. And I really didn't care whether I lived or died at that time. So I kind of put the blame on him. I used to say to myself, well, things would be different if you were here. And then I was sleeping one night. I was having a dream, and this dream was real vivid. There was a whole bunch of bodies on the ground, and I was looking for my father's body. And I know he was there, but I couldn't find him. So I think he was trying to wake me up then. And I knew I had to go to Vietnam for me to lay him to rest. I used to wear that medallion that I had created with his picture etched in gold. I carried it around like it was a part of me. I never took it off. But when I got to Vietnam, that's when I took off the medallion. And when I took that chain off, I felt a sense of relief. I didn't have to carry him anymore.
You certainly have walked in your dad's footsteps. You honor him daily. I know that he is proud, and I love you dearly.
I love you too, Bronna. Thank you for sticking it out with me.
That's Robert Howard II and his mother, Roberta Vincent, remembering his father, Army Sergeant Robert Lewis Howard, who was killed in action during the Vietnam War. Robert now has 3 sons of his own.